Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
All right. Before we get into Valdez, and we have guilted him into finding his niche.
Okay.
Have we figured out who's going to put the parlay in? Do we figure out what we're doing?
Is there any way Mullins could do it? He uses FanDuel. He puts in our parlay each week for B. Mitch and Finley.
Yeah, but he can't do it from D.C.
Well, he's going to drive home after work.
Yeah, as long as he... Well,
what's the first event?
My Cubs game's 2:20 start.
We'll change it.
That's my big fatty.
All right.
What are you talking
about?
That
was like the worst. Like that was like the worst odds on there.
Yeah, but it's
the biggest favorite.
-150. Who cares?
I can find another one.
The total payout's $3,900.
I have a FanDuel account, but I'm a Maryland resident.
Correct.
I could pull over in Virginia.
Could do that.
And make the bet.
Yes, you could.
But here's the thing. I have $0 in the account because I'm a Maryland resident.
FanDuel needs to hook you.
Why don't you ship me $5 somehow? Do you know how to do that?
From my account to your account?
How can I get money in my account?
I have no idea.
So then I'm out.
I don't know how to do it. It's not like Omnev. I don't think I can just ship you $5 to your account.
I don't know.
Not
Why
sure.
Why don't you do it on the way home? You're not going to go through Virginia?
Because he's driving straight to 50.
I'm not going to go to Virginia and then turn around and come back to you know, Easton. I'm not doing that.
Is it Virginia? Just literally, like, if you went to... Is Reagan that? Is that technically D.C.?
That is D.C.
Yes.
Technically D.C.
You got to cross the bridge.
I'm going from here.
He's going straight to 50.
To Route 50. That's where I'm going.
Right.
Maybe Mullins can hook it.
No stops in Virginia.
All right. You want me to pick a different game, Cody
Pick
Betts?
A different game and then ask Mullins to hook it. We're going to lose anyway. He picked a 3 billion to 1 shot.
No, it's 31 to 1.
Yeah.
Those hit all the time in golf.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
But
you're
not going to beat Rahm and all those
you
guys.
You can make fun of me all day long when your pick hits.
I mean, I picked the Japanese to hang within 20 of Spain. They're probably going to lose by 50.
Yeah,
they're
right. I don't like that one either.
They're probably going to get just blown out of the gym.
All right. I'll pick another game, and I'll give it, and maybe Mullins can hook it.
Right. All right, so.
Or we can just not place it and save $5.
Because we're not going to
do that.
No, we got to get it in.
Because that'll be the one that hits.
Of course, that's the one that hits. We didn't get our money in.
That's the luck. That's our luck this year.
You remember Cameron, our old producer?
Sure.
Who's now, is he working with?
Cameron Gray?
Yes.
Yeah. Is he working with BetQL?
BetQL, yes.
Okay.
He's in the Odyssey family.
Yeah, I think he works downstairs now, producing one of the shows. His wife just started sports gambling. He put it on. So she hit a three-gamer.
Of course.
She hit a three-game parlay.
Of course she did, Richie.
We can't hit anything. All right, so we've goaded Valdez into opening a TikTok. Now, none of us have TikTok.
We do not.
Because
we're not 19.
I'm kind of hesitant to put it on my phone because I know that it's you know, Communist Party thing, but
right.
They already have all my information anyway.
Right.
So
yeah, that's already out there.
Well, who cares? So all right,
I'm sure your information, your information's on the dark web somewhere.
Oh yeah, it's out there.
It's everywhere.
Of course,
it's Alexa, Google, everyone's corrupt and rigged. So I'll download it, and I'm going to follow. What's the new account?
So
hold on, that needs a drum roll.
So yes, you guilted me into doing a crab account, and remember we were going
to
do
be dedicated to this.
We were going to do a dandruff one, but that one kind of stunk.
That would be like along the lines of the zit popping.
Right.
Very narrow cast.
Do you want to be pigeonholed as the dandruff
king? Sometimes I have dandruff. Other times I don't.
Dude,
and
you could be the dandruff king. Can you see if that's available?
I already did a dandruff TikTok, and I didn't get sized. But I get sized for this one.
You do?
Yes.
You don't want that negative attention.
No, it's not that. It's just, like I said, what am I going to do? What, scratch my head every single time? This has a lot. This has a lot more legs.
I don't know. There's got to be a way. Like, we could do snow globe stuff. Like, just
legs, crab legs. Yeah. I get it.
Well, hold on. What are you going to do? I mean, crabs are expensive. Are you going
to
get someone?
Well, I need to figure that out, too. Because I can't be buying.
You can't just go buy crabs every day.
I can't be buying number one males, you know, every week. You can't just buy a single crab.
Yeah, say I want to do a crab review.
Any self-respecting crabber is going to sell you.
They don't sell you one. You can't go to a store.
No, you can't just get a crab. I mean,
you got to buy a half dozen or a dozen.
Everything in the crab industry to buy one crab.
What is wrong with you?
I've never done it, but I would think you could.
No.
All he would be a pariah in the crab industry if he walked up and asked for one crab.
But I was guilted into a TikTok, and so I will be doing some sort of crab cake reviews, crab picking.
Right.
Everything crab.
Right.
Under the username at Jumbo Lump.
That was available? I love it.
I can't believe it was available.
Jumbo Lump just out there waiting
to
be taken.
So if you follow Jumbo Lump,
you'll
see me picking some back fin, making clawsicles.
Oh, so you also have to video like when you go into, I think it's Giant, when they have the Jumbo Lump on sale, and you swoop in and you buy
correct.
All of it.
I will be doing that.
You have to do that. That's good content.
Can you lick your fingers?
My profile has me at a tailgate with a crab that I'm holding up in my Terp sweatshirt.
Yes.
And my profile says, Valdez from the Junkies, lover of Maryland blue crabs, I eat the mustard.
Oh, that's so bad, too.
There's somebody called Jumbo Lump 2. Did you know that?
Well, I'm the original Jumbo Lump.
That's right. He's the OG.
Wow. Hold on. Let me put this at Jumbo.
Now I feel like I have to get TikTok just so I can follow Jumbo.
That's what
when are you going to do the first post?
I'm not sure. I got to figure that out because I'm going down to the beach this weekend. And, Ocean City is, you know.
Oh, yeah. It's crab central.
Yeah, crab haven.
Yeah.
Somebody said, I won't say where, but I went somewhere and they said the crab prices are show.
I've heard
right
that too.
Oh yeah, crab meat is outrageous.
And they raised the prices like 20%.
So like lumber is super expensive and crabs.
Good jumbo lump crab meat is about $50 a pound.
My cousin Will, who lives down in Oxford, he's a crabber.
Will Mayock?
Will Mayock just got a new boat. He should call in and give us all the update.
You got
19
followers already.
Look at you,
Billy. 19 Chinese bots.
They're sitting there. They're waiting for that first crab review.
Yes,
and by the way,
are.
if you're a waterman, please hit me up for free crabs.
Oh, perfect.
Or a restaurant who wants me to review their crab cake.
Now, here's what you need to do to really blow this up. You need to promote this on your IG. You need to promote this on your Twitter. Links to it.
I know, but before I do that, I want to have at least a couple videos out there. I need content.
That's a good point.
You want to just maybe you could just do. Some videos where you just opine about how much you love
you
crab.
You need crab tests.
That's not how you dream about crab. I don't really dream about crab. I am an expert, though.
Are you going to have crabs this weekend?
I'm not sure.
I'm gonna have a crab cake sandwich from Mackey's.
Okay.
Mackey's is so
I like it because it's beachy. It's right on the bay. Okay. I love it.
Well, you know the guy Wes.
Or I might go to Fishtails. They got a good one.
Our guy Wes that owns Harpoon Hannah's is a fan of the show.
Uh-huh. Well, I need to go over to Harpoon Hannah's.
You need to go to Harpoon Hannah's. You need to ask for Wes.
Can you contact him for me?
I'll give you his IG. You can hit him up.
Okay.
Ask for Wes at Harpoon Hannah's. I love that spot. Love Mackey's. And then Valdez hit me to the world's dumpiest crab spot, Belly Busters.
Belly Busters is silly.
Belly Busters.
It's good food, but it's just a walk-in place.
Yeah, you just sit there on the picnic table, hurting picnic table.
I need a bar.
What's wrong with it?
Sometimes bare bones works.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. But I mean, when I first saw it, I went, well, I'm above. I can't.
Did you say, when you saw that, I said, that's a Valdez.
Yeah, I said that. Of course, Valdez.
The only problem with Belly Busters, I like the name. It makes me slap my knee. Yeah. It doesn't tell me anything about what they serve.
What do you think they serve? Know,
big fat sandwiches. Big
fat.
Their shrimp salad is to die for.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Money shrimp salad.
I wouldn't get carried away on the quality of it, but it's just, it's a classic OC
Valdez at
spot.
Every turn, also on your TikTok account, your Jumbo Lump. You need to assail anybody that tries to pass off fake crab, K-R-A-B, as real crab. like stuffing it in California rolls or whatever it is. You need to try to get that stuff abolished.
And by the way, I only do blue crab. I don't do stone crab or Dungeness or Alaskan king crab.
Don't do that because now you're limiting content.
Yeah, but he can be the expert when it comes to
right. Blue and I will do like cream of crab soup,
cream of crab soup, greater than tomato base.
I love me some Italian wedding soup. It's very good with the tiny meatballs. Mm. But cream of crab soup, when it's done correctly, is your number one seed of soups.
Lobster
it's
bisque
so good.
No, good. Cream of crab.
Cream of crab
it.
Soup is delicious.
I have to say, I'm going to give really him a
good.
Shout
so
out.
So good.
Back in the day, now we're going back 16, 17, 18 years, when O'Meara would have his parties around the holidays, at his big-ass mansion he used to have.
Right.
Right. Back when Radio Silly's got paid millions of dollars.
Oh, he was clocking fat checks.
Back when Mike was making millions.
He was clocking fat.
Fat ones. Yeah.
He would have a Christmas party at his mansion, and he would make lobster bisque soup every year.
It
Silly.
Was good, yeah.
Very. I give him.
He made it.
Yes. The one
detail I remember from Mike O'Meara's backyard, he had a beautiful pool. He had, beautiful stonework. Yeah. He had the speakers wired around his pool that looked like big rocks. And right. I was blown away by that. I was like, look at this landscaping with rock speakers. Yep. Mike O'Meara has officially arrived.
Yep. He had that thing tricked out.
Oh, yeah.
Cakes is easily impressed.
I am easily
impressed.
All right,
so hold on. You're up to 57 followers now on TikTok. 65. I mean, we're going to be well on our way to 100.
Hey, check out the Hangout. That's the cream of crab soup I made. Look at that.
Hold on. Where? I need to see this. I'm a big fan of the cream of crab.
Well, you make that. You're not going to make that your first post, are you?
No. That's not
all videos. I have no idea. It's all. So you can't just post an image on TikTok.
You can make like a slideshow type of thing, but you don't want to do that.
You don't want to do that? Yeah. Are you a TikTok guy? Do you have it?
I've made a few TikToks.
He can help
you've
me.
You've made some?
I've made one. My biggest
dancing?
One.
Dancing?
No.
Yeah, three betting. How to three bet.
How to three bet light.
My biggest
super
one was
light.
Was got 100,000 views.
Nuh-uh.
Damn.
Yeah, it was my first one. Yeah.
What did you do?
I made a thing. It was like a trend at the time where you go like it was a bomb, 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 and it goes to all these things. And it was like ranking college majors and stuff. And it was doing like top majors, they get jobs. And then it went to like communications. And then I circled parents' basement.
That sounds so boring.
That was like your shtick. You were doing
hey,
shtick.
That's his best.
And then I did another one that got like 25,000 views because I was like telling a story about my ex-girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like trashing her?
A good
like
story?
An April Fool's joke, yeah.
Because those are always funny. April Fool's jokes.
You got 100,000 views doing shtick.
Yeah, I can show it to you later.
All right, what's your we'll get you more right now. What is your name on?
It's just Cody _ Shook.
All right, I'm going right now. Cody.
He's so desperate to get that name on Twitter, but they just won't give it to him.
Won't give it to me. Suspended.
They won't?
How to hero call.
You only have 180 followers.
I'm not really on there like that.
So
much.
How do you, if you only have 180? How do you get 24,000? He's got 24,000 views on one of these things. He's got 100,000 views on
yeah,
this
yeah, like
one.
The hashtags and stuff. So TikTok's different.
All right. Finance, get jobs. All right, finance, communications, history, sociology, get jobs, parents' basement. Oh.
That got 100,000.
That was like your comedy.
Well, that was, no, it was like 3 in the morning. I was like, oh, I haven't seen this. I'll do it. And then it popped off.
So, were you feeling bad about yourself or something?
Well, I mean, the inspiration was there.
Right.
No, in my parents' basement.
Stop taking my TikTok shine.
Yeah, Cody's just jumping in.
I'm excited for the crab review.
How does someone with 180 followers get 100,000 views?
Because that's TikTok. It's the algorithm. So what it does is it sends it out to like a small group of people.
And if they like it?
If they interact with it, if they like it, if they comment or share it or anything, it goes to another batch of people, and then it keeps going and going and going. You don't have to have followers on TikTok.
It's a scam, Ricky.
I have no idea
so
how that works.
So then you did one, your most recent one. I see why you haven't continued. Nubby, 190 views.
Yeah.
Big dud.
You're right.
Shocker.
Big
baseball related.
Big dud. And it's not funny.
I stopped doing it.
He's got a video of in that next part, and it's
oh,
like,
yeah.
If you live in these apartments, let's be friends.
Yeah. Right. I was so hammered in the upper deck.
Yeah.
I said, I would love that view. It would be free.
Hold on. Did you just do that like 3 weeks ago?
Yes.
Oh man,
yeah. His TikTok career short lived.
Pete Haley though, he commented on it though. Yeah. So that was pretty silly.
Oh really? And then you have one where you're talking about your girlfriend,
ex girlfriend. Yeah,
yeah.
Do you still talk to your ex girlfriend?
Absolutely not.
Huh. Nah, nor should you.
Did she dump you or vice versa?
A little bit of both. I went off to college.
Got to take a break. When we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to the Hella Mega Tour featuring Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. That show is coming to Nats Park Sunday, August 8th. Keep listening for your chance to win. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Got a good prize to give away right here. 10th caller at 800-636-1067 is going to get two tickets to the Hella Mega Tour that features Green Day, Fall Out Boy, and Weezer. They're going to play so many hits Sunday, August 8th at Nationals Park. For tickets and more information, visit thefandc.com/contest. But 10th caller right now will win a pair for free. We're just hooking you. We're just hooking people up. 800-636-1067 is the number.
We haven't talked to Skippy in a while. Is Skippy on? Yeah, Skip.
Yeah, there's two Skips, by the way.
Two Skips.
There's
okay.
Two Skips.
All right.
All right. We haven't talked to Skippy out in Colorado Springs in a while.
I know. I miss Scotty. I don't know why we haven't put him on.
Wait,
what's up?
Hey, Jason said you get pissed at me when I tease you a little bit on the air. Is that true?
No, I don't. I don't care. Come
I know.
On. Come on.
It's when he just he grills you about your job, and he said you had 500 jobs.
He has a lot of jobs.
And I said he's been working with the same company for a long time.
No, that's not true, EB. Same company, 11 years.
Right.
Correct.
What is it now? I can't keep track.
He makes the company builds scopes, correct?
Well, we fix scopes.
Yeah, scopes right. From the beach?
So like not the ones in Ocean City.
Those are
Think
silly.
Of it like this, boys. Look, we're all at the age where you get your colonoscopies.
Yeah, I need to do that.
Yeah.
Right. So when you go into a hospital, when you do that, it's a scope, it's a probe, it's camera. So we just do it for VAs, hospitals.
You just fix them?
Yeah, we have techs that fix them.
So you're the sales guy. You get the accounts.
Correct. There
right.
It is.
Right. He's been doing that 11 years.
Right.
But he's got another job now. He does have another job. It's a part-timer.
Picking winners?
Well, he always
he
likes to pick fatties.
He's going to be part-timer, boys. I think he could be all in.
All right. Tell the boys what you're doing.
So I get a call on Well, they already know because you guys talked about it last week.
But about you're working with Nubs Doug, right?
Well, I don't know if you should call him Nubs anymore. He's a little bit money in the real estate. I'm
no,
just
he's
you.
Not.
Apparently, he's making cash.
All right, tell me.
Boy, yeah. I get a call on Sunday. He says, hey, by the way, I just put my house on the market. I'm like, for what? What are you talking about? I'm like, sure you did. I Google it. I look it up. Yeah, house is for sale. Then he sends me another.
His house is in Myrtle Beach, correct?
House in Myrtle Beach.
I think that's where EB is staying later. Yeah.
Well, he wanted to play. He wanted to play
golf.
Right.
But EB said, gave him the old stiff arm.
Yeah, I'm not playing.
He actually asked you to play golf, and you said no.
I'm not going to be on with my family.
Okay,
I'm
going to
play with Nubs Doug.
But I'm saying, is it because it's Nubs Doug because you don't want to play golf?
Both.
Okay. All right. I'm just getting out there. I'm clearing it up.
Yeah.
All right. You guys like the club. That's fine. Here's the deal. So he calls.
I get a kick out of him.
Go ahead.
He sends me a picture and he says, this is the house I'm buying in Colorado Springs. He's buying a house right above me.
He's moving into his neighborhood.
He's stalking you.
That's what I told him.
Jason says he's obsessed. He's not. You know what he's
I mean, he could move anywhere
dude,
in the country.
What do you mean he's not obsessed? He's moving into your neighborhood.
He got a drinking buddy at Cleats.
He loves you.
He does.
Either way, I'm just telling you, I was on the phone with him the other day and I'm listening to him do his... Right. His pitch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just telling you, he's done about $5.5 million so far.
Right. What's his cut? What's his cut on that? 6%?
I would say he's probably close already this year to where you guys are for the your whole year. Let's put it that way. I'm not exaggerating. He's killing it. He's good. I know you guys like, but
well, okay,
legit.
That's fine. And now you are going to be working with him.
Oh yeah, he's already he came out here a month ago and stayed for a week. Uh-huh. He and his wife.
They stayed at his house.
You let Nubs Doug stay at his house?
Yeah, I mean, it was only one night. And then we get along great.
That's his boy.
I mean, he's young. He's 30.
Yeah.
I know.
So imagine when we were
30. Doesn't he have 100 kids?
He's got a lot of kids.
Yeah.
He's got three. But listen, how many people do you know they have a kid when they're 14? They have two more before they're 20 or something. Now he's 30. He's with the same one.
Right. That's called Pasadena.
Right.
Got to give a little props. But either way, he came out for a week, loved, like he can't believe, he just loves Colorado Springs. We went to the office where we'll be. We're good to go.
Well, hold on. Where are his kids?
His kids are coming out?
The whole family.
The whole family's going out.
The whole family?
So, hold on.
They're going to be barbecue buddies.
Yeah, we're going to be barbecue buddies.
You guys are going to be swingers.
Let me tell you why I don't know about swingers. Let me tell you why he loves Colorado.
Yeah.
Two reasons. What's legal here?
Weed.
Oh, yeah. He's big into that.
What else is
gambling,
legal?
Gambling and weed.
I mean, it's like a paradise. He probably is going to live at Cripple Creek or something. I don't know.
What's Cripple Creek?
That's where the casino is.
Yeah.
So, hold on. So, I'm confused. Is he just moving out there for... his job, like he's just having a new job?
Oh, he's just going to do real estate out there.
He's got a new job, and he's buying a $1 million home.
See, the way it works with their real estate license is they can sell in other states. So a lot of real estate agents have a Virginia license or a Maryland license, and they can only sell in those states. He can sell anywhere, right?
Well, you have to be licensed. Like, we're going to be at some point, we'll both get licensed in D.C.
Uh-huh.
And we'll have...
But how are you going to sell homes in D.C. when you live in Colorado? That's the part I don't understand.
How are you going to show the houses?
Okay, so you have you have a team, and you will have someone in D.C.
Oh, I got you. Someone will represent you.
Like Cody Shook.
Whatever. I don't know who that is, but sure.
Yeah. So, I'm
just saying, like, but then what I would do is I'd fly in for the closing or whatever if it was a big deal, whatever.
And you make that cash.
You don't need to fly in for the closing.
You know what I heard?
Yeah,
I heard they're doing a Netflix series selling Nubset.
he's licensed in like three states, and he's killing it.
How's Redfin not put you guys out of business yet? Aren't they slaying? What's going on?
I get
here?
About 900 emails from them every day.
Who's that?
Redfin.
That's who you put up your own shingle.
But that's a whole. They do it for really, really. I don't know how they do it for cheap.
Yeah, I don't know how they
super cheap.
All right, so you are officially licensed now in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, terrible test to take. Colorado, for whatever reason, Colorado's apparently one of the harder tests. I don't know why, but
so,
it is.
So Skippy, he was supposed to go to a class to prepare?
No, I went to the class.
Oh, I thought you studied at home online.
Well, no, you couldn't. Because of the COVID, you couldn't they weren't really offering. They used to do it where you'd go in classroom, but they weren't offering.
Well, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yeah, so you had to do it online, and that, come on.
So how much money, how much extra money do you
think? I'm not a rocket scientist, come on.
Hey, how much extra money do you think you can make in real estate in addition to, you know, because you already have a full-time job, so.
Here in Colorado Springs, because it's just so, it's like a truckload of people. Everyone's moving here. It's ridiculous.
People love Colorado so much.
They love that. They like Colorado Springs.
The Springs is, our population's literally, I think it's doubled in the last, 15 years. It's crazy.
It's so weird, right?
Isn't this weird?
I think it's strange because...
Nubs Doug moving right next to Scott.
He's moving right next to him. Next door neighbors.
That's unbelievable.
And they're going to be...
Then we have the Denver market. There's like 3 million people up there. How much? I think we'll make. I don't know how much I'll make this year.
You can sell a house, Jerry Judy.
Nobody can know.
I'm just saying.
You don't know, but if you just have to outwork people. I'm not opposed to working hard, so it is what it is.
You get sites to pick winners. What are you talking about?
Well, he's going
to
still do that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, last year kind of.
Oh, you got to throw last year out.
What happened? Did you have?
No, I'm just saying last year in sports kind of. It was the worst. I just didn't even, I think we quit the podcast halfway, maybe before the playoffs ended. Wasn't fun. Football sucked.
You were picking so many
losers.
But
this year is going
to
be.
It wasn't even about picking losers. It was just, it wasn't fun to do. It wasn't even, like Jason and I had almost never, even he wasn't.
When you go on a cold streak, you stop returning his calls. That's what happens.
No. That's not what happened. I was in a.
No, not no, true.
Scotty. I was in a dark place last year.
Well, you're in darker now.
So. It's kind of dark now.
Why are you?
I mean, I've never seen
now?
Him so depressed.
I'm just depressed. There's a lot of reasons, but last year you didn't know if a team was going to play. I mean, they were canceling games the morning of the game.
I know. But
so you just didn't. You couldn't pick anything.
You're still. You're. I need the boys to help you. You're as depressed as I've seen you in a very long time, and because I don't even hear from you. When I don't hear from you regularly, I know something's up.
Okay, well, you did that, too. I didn't hear from you.
Yeah, you do that all the time.
I didn't hear from you
for
months.
Well, that's because we have fight. When we fight, we break up for a little bit, and then we get back together.
What do you all fight over? Winners?
I can't remember what the last one was about.
We just fight over stuff. We're like, whatever.
Skippy's too busy climbing Pike's Peak out there in Colorado. He can't keep up with Jason.
Never again.
Pike's Peak, let me tell you, I've been to the top of Pike's Peak. It was miserable.
No.
14,000 feet.
It was miserable. I thought I was going to die up there.
Hey, Valdez, what's the name of that bar? Cleats?
Is Cleats.
That
the bar
I've been to Cleats. I love Cleats.
Is that where the swingers are or whatever? Weren't there some swinger stores?
No, it's hillbillies. It's a bunch of hillbillies.
Because when the COVID hit, it almost put, because it's just a local bar, so it almost put them out of business. Now they've changed. It's all young kids. They're all stoned, and they do trivia all night. I mean, it was crazy. I was in there the other night.
Cleats
just for I happened
nubs.
To. Yeah, I swung. I was watching the end of the Milwaukee game, and these dudes are next to me. They're in dreads. They're stoned, and I'm like, what? They're asking me the answers to the questions. The name of their team were, I think it was, I can't remember what the name of their team was, but I was like, I couldn't give them the answer. But they were so stoned.
It looks like Belly Busters.
I've been to Cleats.
Oh, it's awesome. It's the worst.
But he loves it. He's there all the time.
I love it.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. What's the best thing on their menu?
The beer.
Right.
That's about it. The food's terrible now. It used to be good.
Is it?
The owner died, and then the new owners are nubs, and they don't do anything for the place. So it is what it is.
It's going to be a bar rescue before you know it.
I take the remotes on weekends, and I take the three or four remotes and put all the games on, and they let me do it, so that's why I go there.
Yeah, he's the norm. He's the kicks. He's the norm of it.
Yeah, he shuts it down.
Right. And now I can't see, so I have to wear glasses. That's another problem. Good Lord.
Well, he sent me this picture, his profile picture for his new business. He's got glasses on.
Oh, yeah. Are they like readers?
He looks just like his dad.
He's in his 50s. Of course he's wearing glasses.
I know. I'm just saying. I've never seen him in glasses.
But John, I literally... I don't care what I look like in them. I can't see. I have to be able to see. So I'm all in. I'm going all in. Not just readers.
Yeah.
I can't see anymore.
Hey,
you have transitions, or are they like, what are they?
Well, these were glasses. Readers, but I'm going to get the bifocals and go all in because I can't see at night.
Glasses.
I mean, you get old. Everything falls apart. A lot of stuff not working. It's
slippery slope.
Not the same.
Right. I gotta ask.
Here it comes.
How is it with the old lady?
Relationship or buns, or what are we talking?
Buns. Who cares about the relationship?
Yeah, the relationship's always money. It's real. I mean, for the first time, I don't even know if I care anymore. It's happened to Skippy, too. He doesn't care.
You're kidding.
Now,
malaise is set again?
Over.
So, hold on, you're shutting it down like Lurch?
No, I mean, but it's just not as I mean, we can't talk about it too much on the rib. It's just not that exciting anymore. I love her, and she's beautiful. My wife, I have a beautiful wife, but I just... Right. You get into R8, you know, it's like it doesn't seem like it's the same. Sometimes you look down, it ain't
He's
great.
He's losing his drive, EB. He's losing the drive.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you.
I know, and I used to, like a few years ago, it was a huge problem, like where it cause,
right, because you were sized all the time.
Please use
all
the H in huge. Don't say huge.
That's what
about her? Is she still sized, or is she shutting it down?
No, she's not. Well, I don't know. It's just now it's changed for me where I'm just not. I don't know. I don't know. I think it's God's curse, I guess. I don't know.
Hey, are you coming east? Are you planning on coming in the fall, right?
I'm going to come around. It's probably going to be around my first closing because we'll be closing business by September.
Okay.
So I'll come around that. Right, after I close my first deal.
September or October. All right. We'll just
probably September.
We'll just pick fatties all weekend and
I missed you guys. Oh, I had to come on. I haven't talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah, I know. I want to get you on. And Jason said, no, he doesn't like to come on because you always make fun of him.
No, no. When Drabby goes on vacation, we can put him on because Drabby doesn't like him.
Who cares? Before you guys roll, Eric, is your son playing out here or Colorado Springs?
No, because he's at Marist. Unless I haven't seen the schedule.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Because a couple years ago,
when he was committed to Bellarmine, they were in the same conference as Air Force.
Gotcha.
But he transferred.
Right. But he transferred. Yeah.
Yeah, because lacrosse is silly out in Colorado now.
Yeah, it's beautiful out there. Yeah, it's big out there, like in Denver. It's big.
Oh, it's huge.
Yep.
All right, go pop a few gummies. We got
to
go.
All right, Skippy. We'll talk again soon.
All right, man. All right, brother.
All right, whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader, PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals, kind of like Skippy, with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org. For more information, to receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. But hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender insured by NCUA.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ah, we'll get to the Junks Weekend Preview in just a bit, the segment that caused so much trouble for me and Valdez just about a decade or so ago. But right now, it's time for the Nats Smoothie Player of the Week. It's served up fresh every Friday by our friends at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. This week, it's John Lester, who went 7 innings and gave up exactly zippy runs. He also hit a 2-run bomb to help beat the Marlins. Just put the beat down on him. 18-1.
Lester swings and drives one to deep center field. This is way back. This ball is going, and long gone. Goodbye. Way over the center field wall.
It's Charlie Slows with the home run call for John Lester. It's brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the team to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at participating DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of your Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Yes. There you go.
You just sent me the picture of Skippy.
Yeah.
By the way, it's I know he looks all old.
Yeah. Maybe he's 51.
I know.
He looks just like his dad, man.
People are like, how do you guys know Scott? Like new listeners.
Yeah.
Jason and Scott have known each other growing up. They started gambling together when they were like 14 or something.
Right.
So that literally, you guys have been gambling together for over 35 years.
Because his parents had a bookie.
Even his mom even gambled.
His mom, they were all addicted.
Yeah.
And we would sit around their house in New Carrollton, Maryland on the weekends for hours.
Know.
They would rock in their chairs. They both had rocking chairs.
New Carrollton.
In New Carrollton. And we would just sit there and just pick games and watch games all weekend long.
Right.
I mean, for hours. Spend all day Saturday, all day Sunday.
Right.
And just be fat losers.
But the dad had a very successful life insurance business, right?
We worked for MetLife.
But he liked to throw cash, too.
Oh,
he loved it.
He would gamble away people's insurance premiums.
Not as much as Sarah. Sarah's
mom. She was the biggest gambler.
She loved it.
Scotty! You like LSU? It's so always use LSU in the example.
Oh, well, that's the one game I remember.
She loves the Tigers.
Jason went to Salisbury after his odyssey at Richmond and everywhere else.
Juco ball and all kinds of stuff.
But then Scotty lived with me off and on for years.
Correct.
In College Park. So
Then he went out to Colorado because his parents moved out there.
Yeah.
Well, it was originally his sister moved out there. And then his parents and his brother, the whole family moved to Colorado.
Right.
And he moved out there, met his wife, got married, and he's been out there for 20 plus years.
He also has a very, very funny story about Scott's ex-wife.
Correct, but
yeah. I don't know if that's really talked about that on the air.
His ex-wife was a media personality here in D.C.
And she was married.
And now she works in Philly, I believe.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. A lot of stuff going on.
There's so much history.
Of course.
So much fun stuff. Some of my most entertaining and some of my most fun parts of my life have been with that guy.
Yep.
So
very fun.
Last I saw him was in Vegas a few years ago. We met up with him.
Right.
So I'd like to see him again soon.
Okay. So we didn't talk about this. We kind of talked about it a few weeks ago because the rumors were out there. Mm-hmm. But Brad Botkin from CBS Sports wrote an article about how LeBron James and the Lakers, they want an established star point guard.
Oh.
And they're trying to push for Wes.
Oh, they're sniffing around Russell Westbrook.
I heard they were sniffing around. Who was? Oh, Warriors were sniffing around Beal. Did you do that story?
I didn't see that one.
Imagine that. Steph, Draymond, Klay Thompson, and Bradley Beal.
I guess they could afford all of them.
I don't know how you can.
Who knows?
This is why I get sized for Giannis.
Because he stayed.
Yes. Yeah. And he's not chasing the super team.
But this is what he said.
Not recruiting superstars.
Right. Botkin goes, according to sources, LeBron and the Lakers have been on the hunt for veteran point guard. CP3 is on the list, but they've also been talking about Russell Westbrook being a potential candidate and to move back to his home in L.A. and a sign and trade deal that would probably involve Dennis Schroeder and Kyle Kuzma.
Well, it would have to include some big money guys because Russ is slated to make what? $40 million next season.
Something
and you
like
have
that.
To make the salary
44, yeah.
You have to make the salaries close in the deal.
Yeah, they're saying that Westbrook would make more sense financially than CP3. CP3's got a $44.2 million player option this coming year.
Well, you think he's going to exercise that? Something tells me he's going to exercise that.
Well, either that or he signs a new deal for 4 years and
who's going to give Chris Paul 4 years?
I don't know.
$170 million.
Had a great year. Just had a great year.
Yeah,
got his team to the finals.
I don't know if I'm giving him a big Brinks truck filled with money.
Look,
he
might opt in. I'm just saying that Westbrook is an option.
Jason, is this official? I'm seeing the Indians announce their new name.
I saw that they were going to announce.
They're going to reveal it, but
yeah,
have they already revealed it?
Guardians.
Oh,
the Cleveland Guardians
sounds poopy.
Not a great name. If that's what they're ultimately going with,
that's what.
That's
it looks
a legit
like.
Story.
If this
you're not
is,
like reading an Adam Schefter like type it's missing like one letter.
This is from
this
Sporting
isn't the Onion,
News.
Is it?
This is Sporting News. 226,000 followers.
Hmm. Okay,
John Boy is commenting on it.
There's no way John Boy likes it.
John
Boy doesn't like it.
I don't know.
How can anybody like Guardians?
I don't know.
What's the history behind Guardians?
I have no idea. Is that real?
So that's
front office sports also. That's 76,000 followers. They're retweeting it. So they've got their logo out there.
Bar's low for Washington.
Well, I tell you, whatever Washington comes up with is going to be crap.
I hope it's better than Guardians.
Washington Guardians.
That would be a terrible name. By the way, any name that doesn't have an S on the end, in my opinion, is going to be terrible. Like if they go with Washington Power, Washington
Why?
Justice.
You like Kraken.
Freedom.
Yeah, okay, there are exceptions to every rule.
You just boned him.
Yeah. I do like Kraken.
With the quick.
But you know snap
like?
Called
You know what?
Snap
he did snap him. Call my raise. With I raised light.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? I don't like Heat. I don't like Magic. I don't like.
I like those.
They're fine.
I don't like the names that don't end in an S. Generally, like an S on the end. Generally. Kraken, I'm an exception.
I think you're just talking out of your ass, hot taking it.
Not really.
Do you like the PLL names? Because I know you're a lacrosse guy like me. You like the PLL
You know
names.
What I like? Redwoods. That ends in an S. Whipsnakes. Oh, that ends in an S,
right,
too.
They all don't.
You know what's not that great? Chrome. That's one of the PLL names.
Right.
Sorry, Paul Rabel. I'm not trying to scorch your marketing team. I love you.
Right.
Just if I had to
I use
wear
Chrome
a jersey,
every day, by the way.
I'm gonna wear a Redwoods jersey or a Whipsnakes or Terpsnakes jersey because I believe that's the team that Matt Rambo plays for.
Yes.
Or did at one point.
Yes.
Matt Rambo's stud.
But again, maybe it's hot takey. Generally don't like the franchise names that don't end in an S.
Well,
personally.
Right. I thought you liked the uniforms of the Kraken. I didn't know you actually liked the mascot.
I love the Kraken name.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Love it. Yeah.
He likes all uniforms. He rarely dislikes uniforms. Although I think he was Team EB on the All-Star uniforms.
Those were terrible.
They were the worst I've ever seen.
They were fine. Whatever. I mean,
it didn't. They were just bad. I didn't think about it for more than 2 seconds, but they were bad uniforms.
Yeah.
I don't know who came up with that logo.
Anytime the Terps send out a tweet telling us what they're going to wear the upcoming weekend, I get butt-sliced. Right. When they put the white on top of the red or all white. Shell ops uniforms, I get butt-sized.
Well,
kind of my thing.
Are you over? Let me see. Jumbo Lump on TikTok. Last I saw, you had 94 followers.
Sell it.
Almost to 100.
Closing in on triple digits.
I mean, Cody had 180, and he got 100,000 views.
I know.
So if you can really, hit a home run on one of these.
Because that algorithm
Someone give
weird.
Me free crab cakes to taste test.
It's so nubs.
You might get them this
crab
weekend.
Cakes?
Dude. I'm not going to go broke buying crabs and crab cakes.
You need
every
a sponsor.
Week.
You clearly need a sponsor.
It's $100 for like a dozen.
Well, don't buy. I'm
can't
amazed.
Buy a single crab.
Why can't you?
I'll explain it in my TikTok.
Yeah. He'll let you know why.
Make that your first post.
It would hurt his brand. It would damage his brand if he just went and bought one crab.
We need to get Old Bay.
People would laugh at him.
That would be huge. What
McCormick.
Yes.
That's,
McCormick they, owns yes. Old Bay. Yes. That's a massive
Duh.
Company.
Duh.
Everybody in the crab knows industry that. Knows that.
Was Old Bay originally like a small local company?
Don't think so.
No.
Could be wrong. Not sure. All right. We have to get out of
you
here.
Just
We're
made
done.
That up.
Yeah, of course.
Cakes
I made
is going
up.
To Kiowa tomorrow.
See ya. B. Mitch and Finley coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.